News from Rotherhithe. The Clipper bulldozed within weeks. Fresh plans to demolish Rotherhithe's Clipper pub and turn it into residential property could see work to knock the building down begin within weeks, writes Shirana Giordana. Light Hall Homes Limited was last year refused permission to demolish the former Rotherhithe Street boozer and build a four-storey building with six flats and retail space in its place. But work to knock the two-storey pub down could begin as soon as the 1st of March, according to documents submitted to the council by Lighthall. A planning consultant wrote to Southwark Council on behalf of the company on the 1st of February, notifying them of the demolition plans and giving them 28 days to respond. No planning application with details of the proposed residential accommodation has yet been submitted. A number of letters of representation have been submitted to the council, with some members of the public coming out in favour of the demolition and others against it. "This is a welcome proposition," wrote one person. "The former Clipper public house has become progressively run down since its closure, exacerbated by a prolonged occupation by squatters, and the ongoing delays in planning have created an unacceptable limbo for local residents. The demolition of this unsightly and unwanted building will be a step forward in the redevelopment of the site, providing much-needed accommodation. It's already been established that this building is not an asset of community value, and it's been a blight on the landscape for an unacceptably long period," another one wrote, in favour. "It's evident that there is no appetite for anyone to take it on as a going concern, and therefore it clearly can't survive in its current form. I support demolition as a necessary precursor to inevitable redevelopment." Writing to oppose the demolition, one person said, "I do not believe demolition should be allowed until any future planning application for an acceptable development is granted. This is a substantial building, and its demolition, with the potential for lying as a vacant site, would significantly impact on the street scene and the neighbouring properties. It's not clear why the building can't stand as it is until the developer has a plan to develop the site," another letter of objection stated. "The building is a historic building on a part of Rotherhithe Street that is dominated by new builds. This has been going on for 3 years, with developers submitting the same plans again and again in the hope the local community will not switch on. This whole issue can only be resolved if the developer submits a demolition plan alongside a viable planning application with a building scheme that is less than four stories. If the demolition goes ahead, work is expected to be carried out between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, according to the demolition plan. Work to knock down the former pub is expected to be completed by the 1st of April, according to the application submitted to the council by Lighthall Homes."